Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. His glory is available to every person on the earth. Jesus is available. He's knocking on the door of their hearts. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We're so grateful to be yours. Jesus, wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you are God and welcome you here. Amen. The simplicity of knowing the only true God is another revelation of him and of how he's justified himself to mankind. It's so simple. Someone doesn't have to have a Bible. They don't have to have the wonderful teachings that we have. It's all about a person's commitment, their level of commitment to him. And let me emphasize again, I want to continue to emphasize, the chief end of man, the supreme end of man, is to know God, and our man was born to fellowship with him. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe, and we were born to fellowship with him. Many people don't understand that, and we also, because it's difficult living on the earth, it's very difficult, of course, dealing sometimes with people, we lose track of the fact that the only true God is our everything and our source. And those of us who have heard the gospel, which might be most people in the world today, it's Jesus Christ. Amen. But today and throughout history, many people have not had access to the gospel, to Jesus, to learning about Jesus Christ, to the Bible, for example. But it's the same for all people. This is something fascinating. It's the same. If somebody has every teaching and the Bible and every translation, and they are knowing him is the same for them as it is for that person who's never had any of that. Okay. And I want to emphasize that because I'm going to give this wonderful verse from Habakkuk. Let me read it. Chapter 3, verse 4. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. Glory to God. So, before discussing that verse, though, again, it's so simple. When someone knows the Lord and his presence is his glory, his majesty. When someone meets him and is born of the Holy Spirit, that he's the only one they will want. In the midst of trials and everything, he's the only, they will be, that's how we know him, is when we're born of the Holy Spirit, and then we realize that's the answer. Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? There's a deep mystery surrounding his presence and glory, and as I explained yesterday, a great man of God teaches on this often. There is a difference between the presence of God and the power of God. But remember, it's all simple. Sometimes we have a lot of misconceptions. But the Holy Spirit can reveal to us that it's simple, it's easy, it's wonderful, it's glorious, and the presence of God is with us all the time, is with us eternally, but the power of God is hidden in his presence. They are connected, but the power of God comes upon us for other people, for all the things that God wants to do through us to reach other people. That's how we do it, is through the power of God. So in Luke 4, recommended reading, Luke 4, 16 through 21, that reveals all these glorious things God wants to do to bless people and give to people. The first one is the good news of salvation. That's the greatest miracle. But there's also many more. It's, you know, there's seven main revelations in that passage that Jesus quoted. Jesus was quoting Isaiah chapter 61. Glory to God. So the presence of, I just want to emphasize that this verse in Habakkuk reveals that very gloriously. His brightness, this is verse chapter 3, verse 4. His brightness was like the light. So the light is his glory. He had rays, that's rays of glory and light, flashing from his hand. Jesus Christ literally has rays flashing from his hand. And these are, you know, there's other verses. Well, let me stick with this one. And there his power was hidden. So his power is hidden in his presence. Isn't that fascinating? Another fascinating revelation that God hides in many different ways. We know that he hides and that his secrets in the kingdom of God, there's the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And so there's a lot. That's a whole different teaching about how God hides. That's Isaiah 45, verse 15, literally says, truly you are the God of who hides, O God of Israel, the Savior. Jesus' very first teaching to his disciples speaks about that. He talked about that, about it's so fascinating. That's in Matthew 13, okay? But here it says his power was hidden. There his power was hidden. So within his presence, that's how we find the power of God to, again, to do ministry. That's I'm just going to leave it at that. But coming back to the simplicity of it, again, we today who have heard the gospel and have these wonderful teachings, I'll tell you, a great man of God, a great teacher, is the one who pointed this out in a teaching, this verse from Habakkuk. Now, we have all these wonderful things and just so many great teachings, and we have in the modern developed world, and especially in developed nations, more is required of us. Many people don't have all of this, but they can still. It's just so wonderful. It's the same thing for them. God has completely leveled the playing field, completely justified himself to every person. It's this, doesn't matter. Nothing else matters in knowing him, but someone's, you know, it's common sense, but their commitment, their what they do in their response to him. And today, well, and again, every person in the world, let's look at the big picture. Every person knows that there's a higher power that's given them, that's beyond them, that, you know, who has given them their, basically everything good that they have. I mean, their life keeps them alive. No one can claim that they're responsible for being a human being on the earth, right? They could say, well, my parents did all of that and raised me. Well, anyway, let's keep it simple. I don't want to try to debate or win an argument. You know, every person knows that there's a higher power. Every person has eternity in their heart. They know that there's something beyond this earthly life, and there's a spiritual realm. Romans 1:20. So there I am going to the Bible again, but so perfectly explained that God, through his eternal power and divine nature, Let's read that. For since the creation of the world, this is Romans 1:20, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Some translations say his eternal power and divine nature. Let's, you know, just to think about how God's eternal power and divine nature are clearly seen and very clear and apparent through the things he has made. Human beings, the earth, nature, all the things that keep us alive. You know, the things... God's eternal, through all these things, his eternal power and divine nature are clearly seen, clearly. So man's without an excuse. And so every person's is nothing else matters but someone's response to him. And then the same truth for believers. Nothing else matters but what we do with this the most wonderful, priceless gift of his son to us. You know, what we do with that, it's a really, it's an eternal mystery. God made man into his own image and cannot and will not make anyone choose him or serve him. Okay. But the glory of the Lord, that's how we do it. That's how we know him, serve him. When we meet him, we just naturally want to do all the wonderful things that result from that, from knowing him. Amen.